the food chain's weakest link, slaughterhouses. The modern American slaughterhouse is a very different place from the one that Upton Sinclair depicted in his early 20th century novel, The Jungle. Many are giant, sleek, refrigerated assembly lines, staffed mostly by unionized workers who slice, debone, and gut-snatch hog and beef carcasses under constant oversight of government inspectors. The jobs are often grueling and sometimes dangerous, but pork and beef producers boast about having some of the most heavily sanitized workspaces of any industry. Yet, meat plants, refined over decades for maximum efficiency and profit, have become major hotspots for the coronavirus pandemic, with some reporting widespread illnesses among their workers. The health crisis has revealed how these plants are becoming the weakest link in the nation's food supply chain, posing a serious challenge to meat production. After decades of consolidation, there are about 800 federally inspected slaughterhouses in the United States, processing billions of pounds of meat for food stores each year. But a relatively small number of them account for the vast majority of production. In the cattle industry, a little more than 50 plants are responsible for as much as 98% of slaughtering and processing in the United States, according to Cassandra Fish, a beef analyst. Shutting down one plant, even for a few weeks, is like closing an airport hub. It backs up hog and beef production across the country, crushes prices paid to farmers, and eventually leads to months of meat shortages. Slaughterhouses are a critical bottleneck in the system, said Julie Niederhoff, an associate professor of supply chain management at Syracuse University. When they go down, we are in trouble. The ripple effects of the virus are now being felt across the entire meat supply chain, all the way down to grocery store freezers. More than a dozen beef, pork, and chicken processing plants have closed or are running at greatly reduced speeds because of the pandemic. This past week, the number of cattle slaughtered dropped nearly 22% from the same period a year ago, while hog slaughter was down 6%, according to the Department of Agriculture.